From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel. Tomorrow is the Kentucky Derby. Thousands of fans in fancy hats will turn out to sip ice-cold mint juleps, place bets, and keep a 135-year-old tradition alive. But the tragic death of filly Eight Bells after last year's Derby forced an industry that is steeped in tradition to rethink some old practices. From member station WFPL in Louisville, Kristen Espeland reports.
These were the final moments, the final eighth of a mile, of last year's Derby at Churchill Downs, as told by the track's announcer.
As they turn for home, and Big Brown makes a big move, and he takes the lead. Big Brown is opened up now by three. The game filly, Eight Bells, trying to run him down the final furlong.
Big Brown took the title, but seconds later, the runner-up, Eight Bells, took the spotlight. Yards after the finish line, her delicate front ankles snapped, and she crumpled to the track. Veterinarians rushed to her side, but after only a few minutes, they decided her injuries were too severe, too painful. They euthanized her on the spot, and fans were crushed. It's a windy, blue sky afternoon at Keeneland Racetrack in Lexington. Horses and riders prepare for some pre-Derby races. This year, the rules have changed. Kentucky Horse Racing Commission Chief Veterinarian Mary Scollet says Eight Bells' death was a wake-up call.
Personally, it was a very sad event, and at that point, I think we recognized how it impacted the public. And perhaps prior to that, we weren't really aware.
So race officials made changes, not only to minimize the risk to human and equine athletes, but also to restore the public's faith. They banned steroids and a kind of riding crop, or whip, whose crack on the hindquarters stings too much. The new crops are wider and padded. Just behind the paddock, Scollet examines a horse for injuries. She watches the thoroughbred jog toward her.
Thank you very much.
Gently place it back down on the ground.
She's checking for inflammation. Last year, one culprit could have been toe grabs, which are now banned. They're basically like cleats meant to help a horse grip the track, only they're attached to the front of the hoof.
Think of when you're warming up to go running and you stretch out your Achilles tendon by standing on something and dropping your heel down. Well, you wouldn't want to walk around that way all the time because that puts too much strain on that tissue.
As several panting, shiny horses come off the track after a race, Scollet says many safety programs were already under development in Kentucky. But Keeneland President Nick Nicholson says Eight Bells' public demise accelerated one. Banning steroids.
This was something we needed to do for years, and we were blasé about it, and shame on us. And I think Eight Bells in many ways caused us to look at things that we ought to be doing that we were perhaps a little slow in doing.
In many ways, it also caused a swell of new rules, new safety committees, even a congressional hearing.
We're still the same traditional sport we were a year ago, but in many ways we've improved and we've changed and we've altered the way that our basic assumptions are made in our decision-making process.
Organizations like the Humane Society say the racing industry has taken some positive steps, but they want more, such as examining breeding practices to ensure animals aren't born with vulnerabilities. Still, they and industry representatives agree racing is always a risky business. Not enough, though, to deter the owners of the world's fastest thoroughbreds, one of which will bring home the Derby's $2 million purse. For NPR News, I'm Kristen Espeland in Louisville, Kentucky.